This is episode number 90 of the Fearless Presentations podcast, the fastest, easiest way to eliminate public speaking fear.
Want to absolutely eliminate public speaking fear? This podcast is the answer. Here's the guy who literally wrote the book on fearless presentations, Doug Stannert.
Welcome to the Fearless Presentations podcast. I'm Doug Stannert, CEO of the Leaders Institute and Fearless Presentations. And this is the podcast that helps people just like you become more confident and poised presenters and speakers. This is podcast number 90. And this week, I'm going to share with you one of the absolute best public speaking secrets ever devised. And it's actually, interestingly enough, one of the most unused public speaking secrets in the business world. So if you use this, you'll have a great advantage in the marketplace when you're actually presenting your ideas to your audiences. So, and by the way, if you can do this one thing really, really well, you're going to reduce your nervousness pretty dramatically, and you're also going to get the audience to like you a lot more at the same exact time. So works really, really well. So the podcast is brought to you by Fearless Presentations. And if you really want valuable one-on-one coaching to help you apply the content from this podcast, then I would encourage you to attend one of our Fearless Presentations classes. These are two-day public speaking classes. They're in just about every major city around the United States, Canada, Europe. And in fact, we've got classes coming up in the next, I think this is like the next 2 months anyway. We've got classes in Philadelphia, Columbus, New York, Detroit, New Orleans, Nashville, Atlanta, St. Louis, Dallas, my home here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Baltimore, Atlanta, and Denver. And if I didn't call your city, just go to fearlesspresentations.com to access the full schedule. And don't forget, we can conduct private classes for groups of as few as really five people. And you get a significant discount off of the tuition for going to a public class. So if you're interested in any of those kind of things, just go to fearlesspresentations.com for details. All right, let's get on with today's podcast. So the title of the session today is Tell a Story in Your Speech, and it's going to help you reduce the public speaking fear that most people have. Fear, nervousness, you know, if you have that fear and nervousness in public speaking, one of the fastest ways or easiest ways anyway to really reduce that public speaking fear is to get into a story in your speech as soon as possible. It's going to reduce that fear dramatically. And it's really the first public speaking secret that we share in the Fearless Presentations class when folks kind of come to our two-day public speaking classes. Because when you tell a story, you reduce the presentation jitters. And you also really build rapport with your audience at the same time. So if you don't believe me, just watch any professional speaker on YouTube, any kind of motivational speaker. In fact, in the show notes, I'm just going to put a link that if you click it, it'll take you to a search term for on YouTube for motivational speakers, and just kind of watch any of them that show up, especially the ones that show up in the top 10. You're going to notice that the major thing that these professional speakers do is they'll give a bullet point, they'll give a concept, and they're going to back that up with an example or a story. And sometimes the really good ones are going to give that bullet point or give that piece of advice or that piece of wisdom and back it up sometimes with two or three different examples to reinforce the point. So, and in fact, you'll find that, you know, pretty much the entire motivational speeches that you're going to see are composed of just a series of individual stories that are kind of linked together. So in this episode, we're going to cover some of the major benefits of storytelling, and then we're going to give you some tips on how to actually tell stories really effectively in your presentation. So let's start with the major benefits. They say that a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, when you tell a story in your speech, you're presenting a series of pictures. So if you think about it, you're creating the concept just by painting those pictures in the mind of your audience. You're creating the concept of having thousands and thousands of thousands of different words just by using descriptive terms in a story. works much better than a long list of bullet points and that kind of thing. So, and by the way, this is where true communication really occurs. The human mind likes to think in pictures. So when a speaker is able to kind of create an image in the mind of the audience member that's really similar to the picture in his or her head, then that speaker has really communicated effectively. Now, the details in the story are important. However, more words are not necessarily required to generate more details. For instance, I can give you a couple of just common first names that you hear every day. And when I put those two names together, it's going to generate an image in your mind similar to the one that I have in my mind. All right, ready? All right, here goes. Ralph Lauren. So when I say those two images or those two names together, most likely you immediately saw the image of the polo rider on a horse. You know, most likely it's the logo that's on the polo shirts and all that kind of stuff. And it's basically because that's an imagery that's set up with just a few words. And that's really what we want to do. By the way, just for fun's sake, I'll give you another one. All right, here, two more really common first names. See if it creates a specific image in your head. Right, all right, ready? Katy Perry. So most likely you got the image of the singer in your head. So I'll give you one more, because a lot of times but she's really famous, Doug. All right, here's one. Here's one, also a famous person, but just like Ralph Lauren, probably don't know what this person looks like. All right, ready? Betsy Ross. You know, there's a good chance that the image that kind of pops into your head is the original U.S. flag that has the 13 stars in the circle. The reason why is because those are shared images that we all have in our lexicon. And when you're telling a story, that's really what you're doing with your audience. You're building rapport. You're letting them know, giving them an image in their head that really lets them see a very similar thing as to what you have in your head. So the key thing about telling a story is that you don't necessarily have to be unbelievably wordy. In fact, a lot of times, you know, brief stories can have even more impact. Now, just so you know, I'm not really going to cover this a lot on the podcast, but we'll probably cover this next week and as we kind of go into more detail about this. But one of the things that I encourage people to do in my classes when we're teaching them how to tell stories is to have examples from your own personal experience, but practice delivering those examples in different time frames. So practice like a 15 or 20 second example, and then practice a 1 minute example, and then practice a 2 minute example, basically saying the same thing, but with either more or less details. And that way it can kind of fit the time frame for the situation that you have in your speech. All right. So I mentioned that we're going to talk about some of the major benefits. The number one most important major benefit that stories do for you when you put them into your presentation is when you tell a story, you reduce your nervousness dramatically. So one of the major fears that people have when they deliver a presentation is that they fear kind of losing their train of thought. You know, what happens if I forget something? You know, the public speaking fear is typically caused by trying to cover too much content without inserting enough examples or stories. So storytelling, by the way, is incredibly, incredibly simple. All you really have to do is remember an incident from your own personal experience, and then replay the video in your head of what happened. And then finally, you tell your audience what you're seeing on the video. So it's real easy. It's real easy to kind of play the video and just recite back what you're seeing there. It's funny because just a couple of weeks ago, I had a class member that was in my class. And one of the things that he said that just kind of shocked me was, he said, "Well, I'm just not good at telling stories." And it was like, I'm looking at him going, how is that even possible? I mean, that's what we do every day of our lives when we're talking with our friends and when we're at family reunions and when we're at the bar and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, when we're building rapport with people, we're telling stories. So because I was a little confused, I was wondering what on earth could have happened to this guy to make him think that he wasn't a good storyteller. And really, I don't know what it was. I mean, we never kind of covered that in class, but what I did was I just tried to get him to see that was a really untrue belief that he had about himself. So basically, I didn't argue with him. I just said, hey, just out of curiosity, when you were younger, did you ever have a brush with the law? That's usually a really good kind of opening line for somebody when you meet them for the first time, right? But it was funny because when I said that, he thought for a second. He said, well, you know, when I was in school, I got a ticket for public intoxication. You know, and I said, really? Tell me about it. And it took a little coaxing, but in the next 3 minutes, he had us all laughing with him as he told us about this errant judgment that he had when he was in high school or early in college, that kind of thing. And how he had to do community service for a month because of that indiscretion that he had. So once I kind of coaxed that out of him, I just asked him another question as well. I said, what's the biggest challenge that your team has encountered on the project that you're working on so far? You know, that big project that you've been working on for the last 2, 3, 4 months. What's one of the major challenges that you guys have faced? And he in just a couple of words, he answered it. And when he answered, I kind of looked at him and I said, well, tell me how they fixed it. So they had this challenge. So what exactly did they do to fix it? And it was funny because his eyes kind of lit up and he spoke for, I bet it was almost 5 minutes, telling the whole group about what his people had done to solve this huge problem. And I reminded him that each of those examples that he just gave us were interesting stories. In addition, he was able to tell each one of those examples to the entire group without any presentation practice, without any coaching, without anything. Basically, I just kind of asked him a couple of questions and he was able to recite it. And you can do the same thing in your presentations. All you really have to do is ask the right questions of yourself. Just say, when was it? If you got a bullet point that you're trying to get across to your audience, just kind of say, when was a time that I saw this bullet point be true? Or when was the last time that we faced something like this and we're able to use this, the concept that I'm gonna try to get across in the bullet point as a way to solve it? And that's a good way to insert stories and examples in your presentation. The second advantage that stories will give you is that the stories are really less argumentative than facts and data. And you would think that facts and data are gonna be our best friend when we're speaking, but in reality, it doesn't actually work that way. And by the way, when you're telling personal stories, a big bonus about telling personal stories, like I was encouraging the guy in my class to do, is that when you're reciting that personal experience, it makes it really easy for you to give details about it. Since you're the only one in the room who knows exactly what happens, no one in the audience can really challenge you on it. So if you deliver a fact, however, if you give them a fact or a figure or a piece of data, human nature makes us want to play devil's advocate. So when you tell a story, we're actually reducing the chance of the audience trying to challenge our data, which is really interesting. And by the way, if you want more details about this, if you back a couple of podcasts ago, we did an entire podcast on how to be more persuasive in your speech. And we covered this in great detail about how facts and figures are not necessarily the best way to get your ideas across. A good example or story can do that. And this is one of the reasons why we wanted to spend more time on this week. And then number three, the third benefit that stories will do for you is stories actually make the audience like you more. One of the best ways to build rapport with your audience is to get into a story as fast as you can. And it's really funny. I mean, we're doing here at the Leaders Institute and Fearless Presentations, we're doing a lot more social media. And one of the things that my social media expert keeps telling me is that people really, really want to see the behind the scenes stuff that we do. And so as a result, I had this just last week or 2 weeks ago anyway, I had this whirlwind travel tour where I was going from coast to coast twice in 3 days. It was this crazy, crazy, crazy travel schedule that was rare, one of those rare things that happened, but you know, one of those things that was pretty newsworthy anyway. So all I did was at each step of that trip, I just did a really quick Facebook Live posting that, and then she was able to kind of repost those to Instagram and repost those to some of the other social media feeds and stuff like that. But so basically what I did was, you know, that my first leg was I was flying from Dallas to Newark. And when I and it was funny because my flight got canceled and I ended up getting rerouted to Philadelphia. And so I was going driving from Philadelphia to Princeton, which actually wasn't that much different than flying into Newark. So it really wasn't that bad. But then I was having to fly back from Newark and American Airlines wouldn't let me change my flight. And so it's because I wanted to return the car back to Philadelphia where I got it. They wanted me to go take my flight in Newark. And about halfway to the Newark airport, they canceled my flight again and rerouted me to Philadelphia. So I ended up going all the way. It was just a weird fiasco. But anyway, I documented the whole thing on social media just to kind of so people could see the behind the scenes stuff. And it was basically just me telling the story about what had happened to me over that 2 or 3 day period. And it was really fun, by the way. If you want to see it, it's on our Facebook. It's on, if you go to Facebook and type in Fearless Presentations, you'll be able to find it pretty quickly. But on each leg of those trips, each leg of the trip, I just kind of posted a Facebook Live posting of what was going on. And by the way, what was interesting about that was that we got way more people watching those Facebook Lives, those little short Facebook Live videos, than what we do. Probably dozens more people were actually watching those than our great posts that have all kinds of great information in them and stuff like that. So because people really want to know the personal stuff about the folks that they're listening to, you know. So keep that in mind. That's one of the things that stories will help you do, is kind of build that rapport with people. And it's funny because the concept that my social media person has been trying to get beat into my head over the last couple of years is the same concept I've actually been teaching to people when they're trying to be better public speakers, is that that the stories and examples let your audience know the real you. They make the audience care about you. They like you more. And in fact, motivational speakers know this. You look at the popular motivational speakers, you're going to see that's one of the reasons why they are the most sought after professional speakers. The ones that are the most sought after professional speakers are the ones that are just masters at telling stories in their speeches. So those are some of the major benefits. And what we're going to do is we're going to kind of break this up because the content was going to get really, really long. So what I'm going to do is next week, I'm going to show you some tips on how to insert those stories. So we got the major benefits, why you should do it. Next week, we're going to kind of show you how to do it. So stay tuned for next week's episode of how to deliver really, really good stories or insert really, really good stories into your presentations. And it's going to help you reduce that public speaking fear dramatically. And by the way, if you haven't yet subscribed to the podcast, make sure and do that. We're putting out new posts every single week. So every week we're having new content. There's also, if you haven't yet accessed any of our show notes, on the show notes pages, it's got basically almost word for word everything that I kind of say. It's almost a transcript of what I say on the podcast. And it's got all kinds of great images. And a lot of times there's handouts and videos and stuff like that to go with it, as well as the audio file if you want to download the audio file or any of that kind of stuff. So the show notes are really easy to go to. Just go to fearlesspresentations.com. And in the search bar, just type in whatever title the podcast is, and it will show up on you'll get the show notes for that as well. So we'll see you next week on the Fearless Presentations podcast.
Subscribe to this podcast for new public speaking secrets each week.